Welcome to Security on the Bayou. I'm your host, Chris Adkins. A recap of today's security news and why it matters to you. Hello friends, it is Friday, April 26th, and this is episode 1 of Security on the Bayou. Let's kick things off from the Register by Kieran McCarthy. FYI, yeah, the cops can force your finger onto a suspect's iPhone to see if it unlocks, says judge. According to a unsealed warrant in Massachusetts, the judge has ruled that the cops can now place your finger on your cell phone in order to unlock that device. It appears like the first half of this was the cops explaining to the judge how a cell phone works, a modern smartphone, which is pretty interesting. I think it speaks to a lot of the issues that we may be having in the privacy world right now, as to people just don't know how things work. An interesting part of this, trying to describe to the judge about a drug trafficker and why getting access to a cell phone is important, because it stores pictures, text messages, and phone calls. Seems like a no-brainer to me there. I don't know why, you know, probably some legal precedent there they had to go through, but an interesting tidbit about this. The second part of this is the justification for allowing them to do it. One of the things that came up was how after certain amounts of time, whether it be overnight or 8 hours or 6 days or, you know, these other time limits that are set on these phones, that you have to use a passcode to get in. And obviously that's a lot more difficult to do, to get a passcode out of a person as opposed to grab their finger and put it on the phone. An interesting tidbit in the privacy world today. That, again, is from the Register from Kieran McCarthy. Next, this one just goes to prove that ransomware is not going anywhere. Ransomware disables Cleveland's airport's email system and information screens. This is from SC Magazine by Bradley Barth. Not a ton of information on this. April 22nd is when this went down. All it says is there was ransomware on their systems. It did not affect any of the flights, though, which is interesting. So this is your reminder that ransomware is out there. It's not going away. And if you haven't protected your environment from it yet, get hot. This next one is pretty interesting. This is probably my second favorite article of the day. This is from Naked Security from the Sophos blog. Let's see, who is the author on this? John Dunn. This week, Microsoft has dropped the password expiration from Windows 10 security. So although sysadmins out there know that there's a default GPO for password expiry, right? Well, they have gotten rid of that. And if you haven't kept it, this is something that you haven't been reading about or keeping up with. This is something that's coming up more and more and more over the past year or so. And the reasoning behind it is, I think, spot on. So I don't want to give away all the clues here, right? I want you to go do your own research on this, but go look this up. Why is it that we don't necessarily need to have passwords expire on a regular basis? I think, you know, we're smart enough people, you probably figured out a lot of it, but this just signals that, you know, NIST has already come out and talked about this, and now Microsoft is saying this. So this is sort of going to be the floodgates opening here, in my opinion. Go check that out from John Dunn on Naked Security. The last one, this is sort of a little bit sillier for the day, but this is your weekly breach, security breach here. Bodybuilding.com. So remember all those jocks, they're all going to be coming to you for help now, how to reset the password. Teach them how to use LastPass or 1Pass or KeePass, any password manager. This is a great time for those jocks and those bodybuilders and those all those fitness geeks in your family, this is the time. Use it. Usernames, passwords, email address, billing, shipping address, phone number, order history, and communications. So depending on where you're at, the state you're in, some of that could be PII. So and I'm not sure where these guys are based, but I'm sure they're just reporting everywhere. And one of the other interesting things that was that came out is the body space profile. So I can make some assumptions as to what that is, but if you know me, I have do not have a bodybuilding.com account. So I actually, you know, I would never have a body space profile, but I assume that it has a lot to do with your physical makeup. Thank you for joining me. I hope everybody has a wonderful day, and we'll see you next week.